your time is at hand. As warriors you have come to keep the light burning in all hearts, in all lands. This your work must now begin. Children, clouds are drawing near. Shadows cover the land. Freedom must be your song. Love your melody. Spread God's peace in love's perfume. May God's joy lead your way. Never forget who you are. You are all that can be.
That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. It's Elizabeth Joyce. How's everybody doing tonight? We got the full moon in Capricorn overhead. Try to go outside and take a look at it because it's really beautiful. What a crazy couple of weeks it's been here. Now more than ever, astrology can unite us and bring us peace of mind and direction. And that's what Let's Find Out is all about. And that's what I've been working on to help all of you with all year, if not longer. Got a lot of information tonight. There's a world-shifting energy coming in with this full moon today. For the second half of 2024, it will be very powerful. This is the second full moon that we are having in Capricorn. We are always having a rare conjunction between Mars and Uranus and Al Gore, a fixed star, through the 24th of July. We actually witnessed what happened there with an attempted assassination on President Trump. He did suffer an attempted headshot. And Al Gore is all about off with your head. Remember, I told you that a few weeks ago. That's what that energy is. Luckily, it didn't happen. Mars moves away into Gemini tomorrow, but Uranus will remain conjunct with Al Gore until November. And then again, it comes back in April or May of 2025. However, Mars was the energizer here, the warrior, the aggressor, and moves back into another powerful placement next April 29th. So Everybody's going to have to be very careful next year between April and May. That's when the energy will be threatened again, as it has been now. Again, this is linked to weather, earthquakes, political earthquakes, financial earthquakes, currencies, because of the energy is in Taurus. This is an eruptive, explosive, combustible, like fireworks, lightning sparklers, very initiating, very combustible. It can be an internet cut, power surges, cyber attacks. It can affect aviation. It can be galactic news, special downloads. Uranus is the sky god. It is a very sudden, unexpected energy. Meteorites, aviation upsets, with items or objects coming in from outer space onto the planet Earth or hitting the planet Earth, totally unexpectedly, totally unseen. It's also very electrical energy, like lightning. It's electric magnetic. We could see more solar flares at this time. And we are, along with destabilization in the iron sphere, rebellious, revolutionary, uppity energy. It happens at 26 degrees Taurus and affects the degrees between 21 and 28 degrees Taurus. And it's in a fixed sign. You can feel this as a restless agitation, urgent energy, a need for freedom. I've got to break the routine. I've got to break the rules. I've got to do something maverick, something that's authentic, something that's really me. Uranus always brings about change at a deeper level, something you've already outgrown. Issues, habits, stalemates, routines. All of you will notice this. It's not a quiet energy. Because of its vitality, one can never know the exact events or when they will happen. But sometimes I get it right, especially this last week. I am able to describe the quality and force of the energy. Whatever does happen is likely to be rumbling around in our consciousness for a few months. As a matter of fact, I know that you can't bring a psychic prediction in unless it's in somebody else's mind, and that's very interesting. I do have a caller tonight, and I'm going to accept the call because last week our phones were broken down. So we have Nina from Ohio. How are you, Nina?
I'm doing well, Elizabeth. How are you doing?
Yeah, it's been busy. What can I
do? Yeah, it has been. The last time I talked to you was when James was, before he passed away. So it's
been 2 years.
Yeah, Frank. Yeah, it's been over a year since talked to you, but yeah, it's nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, my mother passed away 3 months ago, and my father passed away and my brother like 20 years ago, but I've been having dreams a lot, and they won't talk in the dreams, and it's always they're sitting in my car, and I'll say something, but no one answers me. They just look straight ahead.
Well, maybe they just don't have a message for you. Maybe they just want to give you their energy and let you know that they're there guarding you and protecting you. Did you ever try telepathy? Are you trying telepathy?
I talk to them a lot, and I do, you know, see certain signs and just
okay.
a lot of the signs.
I mean, you have to meditate. Do you meditate?
Yes, now and then.
It can't be a now and then. Start meditating every day. Sit down.
Okay.
Your breath for just about 15 minutes and say, I am open to your messages. The reason they're not getting through to you is because you couldn't take the energy. It would harm you. You don't meditate. So start opening up your channel. It's like having something blocked. You can open up your channel and after a while you will begin to hear them.
Okay. I mean, we're going to put the house up for sale, and I'm thinking she's mad because of that.
Well, that's your
thoughts. We've been cleaning it out.
That's your thoughts. That's your guilt. Work that out. She's not mad at you. She's supporting you. She's coming in, and she's and you're the one that's making the assumptions. Don't do that. Tell her that you're letting go of the house, that you're happy, and that you're going to be free, and that you've enjoyed every minute being there.
Okay, because I talked to her 20 minutes before she passed. She was so happy, and we were laughing and talking. I was on my way over there, and 10 minutes after we hung up, she had a heart attack and died. So when I got there, she had died already. And it was just a shock, you know, to all of us. So...
coming from, Nina, listen to me. You're coming from the wrong direction. You're expecting to be punished. You're expecting for her not to be supportive of you. That's not true. That's your thoughts. That's what you have to heal. Every step you take is the right step for your soul growth. She would understand that. So stop making everybody mad at you. Meditate every day and open up your channels and accept her messages.
Okay.
You need to find more love, honey. That's love. No more. No more scolding. Mm-hmm. Out of the scolding mode. We're past that.
Right. Yeah. Just be happy and go on, and they'll be happy. Yeah. Okay. I understand that. Yeah. Stop crying and
okay. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. We'll talk to you
again. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. All righty, hon. Take care.
Okay, let's get back to the fixed star Al Gore, which is linked to people losing their heads. People act crazy. They become very unstable, and it could be also to leaders losing their power. And that certainly has been going on here in our country lately. Maybe that's our next challenge. That is particularly likely at this time. Let me remind you that all this is in conjunct to the midheaven of Donald Trump. Look at what's happening to him. There is truly an energy, an angel on his shoulder. Not only did he survive an assassination attempt, but his legal cases are disappearing into thin air. Some lies about him are coming to light for the world to see, and there has been a huge, distinct energy change around him, which feels very positive to people. Although I don't stay too close to the news, this definitely shows us how this energy worked. Joe Biden stepped down today. I knew he would. I predicted it at New Year's. So it's interesting to see how the astrology works. Also, the energy opposes President Biden's Sun in Scorpio in his 12th house, and that brings in illness, hospitals, and hidden enemies. It also triggers the governments of France and the EU. It opposes the midheaven of the EU and is active in the fourth house, which affects the land. The midheaven in a country's chart is the government, and the fourth house is the land. There's going to be a change in the EU leadership and the land over the coming months. The EU could break up. This energy involves Pluto, and the world is moving from centralization to decentralization. This is going to be a process over the next few years. This month, Al Gore, Mars, and Uranus energy also hits the base of China. I see China imploding, and it could be seismic activity or a bombing, and the breaking apart into smaller sections or countries. There will be shocks and surprises with leadership and governments in China. It's really going to change a lot in the next 2 years. If we look at the chart for Japan over the next couple of years, transiting Neptune is squaring the ascendant-descendant, which could be a dissolution of identity. People are predicting a flooding or Japan sinking into the ocean because of the Neptune energies. But Neptune conjuncts the base, also the IC of the U.S. chart, and that can bring in terrible flooding, or it can represent dissolution of the government in some way, the political structure. This is not the leadership, but the laws that govern. So some laws are going to be changed or adjusted during the Democratic Convention because Biden has stepped down. It will be interesting to watch that. So in short term, what is coming is the movement from centralization to decentralization, back to the community, to the people. But this won't happen quickly. It will happen over the next 10 to 20 years. This change will not be handed over to the people. They will have to fight and work towards it. Over the next 4 to 5 months, there will be increased attempts towards centralization and government control. I want you to realize and know that, because the astrology is highlighting that. Many of us will be fearing, oh my goodness, are we now going backwards? That is not the case. We need to stand in our light and stand in our power and stand in our sovereignty. The astrological energy, the cosmo energy, the energy of physics, of our reality, is moving towards decentralization, giving the power back to the people. So now we're going to take a break and listen to the weekly cosmic tip. There's a lot of messages in here for you this week, so please listen carefully. We'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of July 22nd through July 28th, 2024. This is an interesting but hard to interpret full moon that we had on the 21st of July at 30 degrees Capricorn. It's in the last degree of the old school Capricorn, but aligned with transformational Pluto, currently retrograde at the first degree of Aquarius. Now, this is termed an out-of-sign conjunction, where you are caught in transition between the past and the future. Add to that, Pluto will move backwards to this degree of Capricorn from September through November, as it finishes its run through the sign of laws, prejudice, delays, and responsibility. Perhaps this full moon provides a hint of what is coming both personally and globally come the autumn equinox. Also, Mars is with Uranus in Taurus at this time and will be moving up to meet Jupiter in Gemini on July 22nd. Expect the unexpected, and you can be sure there will be some crazy events happening over the next few weeks. This is a time for radical shifts in leadership and government. A complete transformation could occur. Also, be aware of any insurance policies that you have, like homeowners and auto insurance. Make sure they are up to date at this time. You won't believe this, but the sacred Sabian symbol for this full moon is for executing a secret meeting of men responsible for executive decisions in world affairs. Certainly, there have been a lot of backroom conversations in the world of politics. On a personal level, perhaps it's time to pull back from the world and make some behind-the-scenes choices about your future. Regardless, there will be a lot of talk now because of the full moon and Pluto are making a harmonious trine relationship to assertive Mars in communication sign Gemini. This energy deals with the truth. So much truth is being uncovered at this time. Note that not all ideas you hear now will come to manifestation, and you can't believe anything you hear until this energy passes. Open up to new ideas or projects, but take the time to verify what you read. This harmonious connection to Mars helps you open to new ideas and new ways of thinking. This energy deals with government laws and the justice system, which seems to be in an uproar right now. Just remember, it's connected to intensely feeling Pluto and the emotional ups and downs of the moon. Expect to emotionally run hot and cold on ideas from day to day. There's going to be a transformational change coming from everything that has been evolving and happening. Please remember that this is all for the highest good, which can seem a bit difficult as you are moving through the energies at the end of July. Finally, be aware that communication planet Mercury has entered the shadow period, preparing you for the August 4th through 28th retrograde cycle. A hint is that you need to cleanse and be better organized while making time for heart-opening fun and creativity. Many things are going to have to change because the masses of people are upset. Change in government, change in laws, change in the judicial system. With the full moon in Capricorn and the Cancer energy, the focus is also on protection. Pluto doesn't fool around. It brings us massive, permanent change and transformation. There's a lot heating up in politics and governments worldwide. Keep an eye on evolving matters. July is a pivotal month. This full moon will bring the truth to light and your awareness. This upcoming week could be a bit tense. Lie low on Monday to be fully rested to take advantage of Thursday's positive vibes. Group dynamics have the potential to crush the individual on Tuesday. Beware of sharing personal details of your life with a colleague or a friend who only use it as ammunition to gossip about you behind your back. You may feel a bit overwhelmed with work and obligations on Wednesday, but your energy will return by late afternoon. Thursday is by far the best day of the week. The Sun in Leo sextiles Mars in Gemini. It's a five-star day filled with love, compassion, and good times. Even the wallflower and shy people will be up to mingling and breaking loose. Relax and spend the day with those you love and recharge your batteries. Clashing egos dominate Saturday's vibes, but if you keep your cool and rely on your instincts, all will work out to your advantage. Sunday is an excellent day to catch up on your chores. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions, or new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book a reading with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back. So we're talking about the full moon in Capricorn tonight, along with three planets conjunct in Taurus. We have been transiting Jupiter expansion in Gemini, and that's going to conjunct the Uranus in the U.S. chart. And my U.S. chart is from July 4th, 1776. So this energy will trigger shocks and surprises with new information. Because it's in the third house of communication and information, media could be that seismic activity is happening in America, or about one of the two men running for president. Right now, it seems to be a man and a woman, but I don't think Donald Trump knows who he's running against just yet. It won't be till August. It's either an earthquake or something unpredictable and unexpected. Whatever you think, it probably won't be that. On July 17th, we had another aspect, strong, allowing the truth to come out. Justice, equality, nobody being left out, every voice being heard. It makes me think of Trump's granddaughter speaking at the RNC. Everything is going to be magnified in society right now. Yesterday, July 20th, Mars shifted into Gemini until September 4th. Check to see where this falls in your chart. Where is Mars transiting for you right now? Wherever that is, it will energize that area in your life. This is fabulous for engaging the mind, which is Gemini, any creative project, especially writing projects. We do have another caller, so I'll take a break and speak with Julie. How are you, Julie?
I'm okay, just really sad because I lost my son.
Oh, my goodness, that's terrible. How did that happen?
Yes. 2 years ago, my son committed suicide, and I just can't, like, understand why. He was 32 years old, and it's just, you know, so hard for me every day.
Well, Julie, those things happen when somebody loses their personhood. They lose belief in themselves. And they feel like they have no more purpose in life. So that must have been happening to him. I'm very sorry, but right now he's okay on the other side. Mm-hmm. He's healing and he's getting stronger. And he says he misses you. So I hope that helps.
Oh, yes. It does very much. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so now we're talking about Mars is the god of war, and Gemini enhances social media. This can create more spats, tit for tat. I'm right and you're wrong. And we're seeing a lot of this on social media right now, and we have been for years. This is the energy of I'm right, you're wrong. It leads into politics. Right party, wrong party. Blue, red, Democrat, Republican. And this can lead to wars. It's the energy of judgment, separation, division, polarity. And even though it's from a tiny, tiny thing, like a spat on social media, ultimately it comes from the ego and judgment. So just say the observer, because it doesn't really matter. So just say the observer. If I'm right, you're wrong at the end of the day. Stay in divine neutrality, because that observer position is very good training for us, even in these tiny ways. Stay out of polarity. It is the way to unity consciousness when we stay neutral. We'll never get to unity consciousness if we're in polarity, judgment, division, and separation. I'm right and you're wrong, and I'm going to prove that I'm right and you're wrong. And when I do that, then I'll know you love me. This is third dimension reality. This is what we're moving away from. And we are moving away from it pretty quickly. Okay, now it's time for me to talk to you about the full moon energies. The second full moon in Capricorn is much more powerful than the one we had in June at 1 degree. This is called once in a blue moon, and it's rare, and it's more powerful for many reasons. This moon is full at 29 degrees Capricorn at 6:17 a.m. Eastern. It's happening at the critical degree, the crisis degree. It brings in a sense of urgency or crisis around the symbolism of that sign. What does Capricorn represent? The government, the father, corporations, institutions, big banking, big business, where we have inequality, we have elitism, we have power over people, and that has been particularly strong over the last few years. I think it's amazing that Biden stepped down on the full moon in Capricorn. Also, Pluto is conjunct the moon, opposing the sun. This energy is particularly about power issues. Where does this fall in your chart? It brings up power issues in the world as well as in your own life. On a personal level, Capricorn is about our mastery, our discipline, as well as our inner authority for this lifetime and for many lifetimes. Humanity in general has deferred to external sources of power, external sources of authority. We are being called as a humanity now to internalize that authority, to internalize our sovereignty. This is emphasized by the ruler of Capricorn, Saturn. Saturn is now in Pisces, our spiritual authority, living from the inside out, stepping into our power, doing everything from our internal radio dial, waking up in the morning and literally dominating our day with a particular frequency of love, joy, peace, and compassion, living from the inside out. That's what we're going to be doing, and that's what we're going to need to be doing if we want to survive all the changes going on. This full moon in Capricorn is emphasizing all of those themes, developing our inner authority, but nonetheless, big issues of power will be seen very strongly in the world. We have intense feelings wherever we have aspects between the moon and Pluto. The moon in global astrology represents the people with intense feelings and intense emotions. What will this be all about? I guess we're going to be seeing what it's all about a lot in the next few months. The feelings are about governmental power, power over the people. However, Pluto is now in Aquarius. This is really emphasizing the end of the old world, the beginning of the new, Aquarius is about the future. It's about humanitarianism. It's about Pluto shifting the power over to the people. The crucible of the shift of power, the old over the new. Which way are we going to play the music? Aquarius is also linked to civil rights, human rights, and issues of freedom. Capricorn is linked to practical security, financial security, and emotional security. All of these issues will be coming up at this time. The other reason this full moon energy is so strong is the 29 degree of Capricorn. By Pluto crossing over this degree repeatedly, it left Capricorn at 29 degrees back in March of 2023. Then it re-entered Capricorn in January 2024 and will cross over it and linger on September 2nd through November 9th, 2024. It will then move fully into Aquarius for the next 20 years until 2044. So the continued crossing over at the very last degree of the old order in the entire orbit of Pluto. It has a 248-year orbit, so Pluto will not be back in Capricorn for another 240 years or so. Wow! This energy is truly emphasizing the end of the old world. When a planet repeatedly crosses over a degree, that degree becomes activated, hot, and powerful. The power will become a major issue worldwide. This could not be clearer. Worldwide, not just here. From this point on, we are really going to have a lot of smashing out of the old kitchen while it's being remodeled. There'll be a lot of really scary things. Please ask yourself if the news or what you hear is even true. Then ask yourself if you're going to continue on with your focus and your attention to try to re-energize or give any of your life force to the old world that is now crumbling. When we do that, when we are caught up in some kind of fear or panic or anger, we are giving away our power to what we absolutely don't want any more of. And then we're blaming it for giving us a hard time, even though we invested our own precious energy into it. The collective reality is created by our collective consciousness. This is what we're doing all the time. Let's change it. Let's change the music and dance. So we're going to take a break, our half-hour break, and then we'll be back. And I have more information about this full moon when we come back.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
Love is the thing, it's the one thing you'll see. All that it takes is a he and a she.
All over the world. All over the world.
Love was and love is and always will be. Lovers can be found in foggy London town, in Rome or Peru. Even in Damascus, lovers never ask us what they should do. You don't have to park in Paris after dark to know that it's true. Love is a wonderful thing. All over
All over the world. That was Nat King Cole. He recorded that in 1949, and it still holds true today. He was a wonderful, wonderful artist. So what a crazy couple of weeks we've had. Now more than ever, astrology can unite us and bring us peace of mind and direction. That's why I do these shows for you. I really try to make it clear as to what's happening. None of it is personal. It's all about the energies. This is the last full moon in Capricorn while Pluto is ending its cycle in Capricorn. This could not be a more important time for us to make a step change in our focus, in our attention, and in where we put our energy. It's a powerful and perfect time to shift our sense of sovereignty from the outer world into the inner. The most important to remember is to create this new world, this inner reality, in a spiritual context. Saturn in Pisces says we've got to make it practical, make it real, but also make it in a spiritual context. This crucible of change is happening in a spiritual crystal bowl. We're absolutely, for the next few years, up to February of 2026, in the heat of the biggest alchemy shift of humanity ever. We do have a sense of spiritual responsibility, too. Other impactive aspects. Pluto is an out-of-sign sextile to Neptune. Neptune is also in an out-of-sign sextile to Uranus. Although it's about 3 degrees off, it's potentially a beautiful time. It's setting up a trine between Pluto and Uranus, which will occur 5 times between 2025 and 2028. It's incredibly creative, as well as incredibly spiritual. This whole combination of Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto is about our multidimensionality appearing. Remember, you light workers, that we are reactivating our 24th chromosome after 200,000 years, which is pretty amazing. We are beginning to experience not only other dimensions, but dimensions of reality that we never believed existed before. It's galactic, mystical, and this double sextile is really beginning to bring that in. Many people are having much greater psychic sensitivity, and that's going to keep coming. Very quickly. Don't get scared. Just embrace it. We will feel a stronger willpower in creating whatever we want because Mars is trying Pluto. And that's great for laser beam focus on what we want to create. There is also a T-square at this full moon. Sun, Moon, and Chiron. Truth, justice, and equality being brought into balance and healed. I think that a lot of the rebellion, revolution that we're going to start to see through the rest of the summer is due to any remaining sense of woundedness, injustice, and victimhood. Chiron in Aries is related to the wounded I am, to victimhood, to injustice, and to not being heard. The full moon is really going to shine a bright light on anything that's been hidden with government, and that will be rumbling for the next few months. Hidden matters and secrets are coming to light in a very shocking way. August is the beginning of a cascade of a very different few months which I have been talking about since New Year's. This energy will continue through the end of the year and into 2025. We will be able to be very original in our thinking. It's out of the box. It's lateral. It has to do with cosmic downloads. And Mercury is in Leo, which links back to our sovereignty. There is so much energy supporting us, standing in our light, our love, our power. Not by holding placards and starting riots, no, 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 but with something completely new, birthed with the power of love. Completely new paradigm. Not continue to operating with this same paradigm of polarity, separation, tit for tat, but going beyond. We have a blank canvas, and we have never done this before. And there ain't no rehearsal, kid. We are creating literally 24/7 from our energy and our frequency. That's why we have to be conscious of how we're using our energy on a day-to-day basis. With Saturn in Pisces, the buck stops here. With issues around blood, poisons, gaslighting, all these things. It's over. No more of that behavior. Lastly, I want to remind you of the power in the moonlight, which contains protons. We are traveling through the proton belt, which happens every 12,000 years. Neptune, at 29 degrees Pisces, is linked to the oceans and the seas. This energy will help us find a deeper understanding that water is the medium that carries the light. And it is the light that carries the galactic information to us. And that comes down from the moon. This information we ingest with the water. We hold within ourselves, that we embellish with our own frequency, that we urinate out and expel, and then it becomes a part of the collective consciousness. Water is a great connector. It connects every living thing, every tree, every animal, every snail, slug, grass, moss, every nationality. It's absolutely universal. Just think of the unifying principle of water and the light with this. Water doesn't lose knowledge, information, or memory. I get so excited and thrilled talking about this and thinking about this and realize that we have so much more to discover. There's something about water and the light that we have to discover more deeply. We know that our intracellular bodies within us operates with biophotons. Information moves cell to cell within our bodies naturally. It's carried by the biophotons, carried by the light. One can see this in some people. They carry a bright aura, halo-like. Like the biophotons are shining. The light is shining outwards. The more they can hold a light, higher frequency of love, joy, and peace, the more light they'll have. The brighter that aura glow is. It's higher frequency that is being reflected in that aura. And we will all be seeing it more and more. Feeling it more and more, and knowing it's within us more and more. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of this part of the program. We do have more music for you and the meditation. So we're going to listen to John Lennon sing Imagine, and then we'll hear about the moonlight, do the meditation, and we'll leave with Richard. I'll be back next week, And I hope all is well with you. And that you have a wonderful week of love, life, happiness, and peace. Thank you and good night.
Tonight, sweet moonlight. And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength, know your path, and walk it as a son or daughter of God.